new to body contemplation.
Yeah.
But I'm very familiar with death.
With what?
I'm very familiar with death.
Death.
I've been exposed to a lot of death.
Yeah.
If I read, I was reading in Four Sleeves last night about the process of how we need to chop up into pieces.
Mm.
If chopping up into pieces is not a problem, I can see pieces.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that is okay in the beginning. But then you really have to, I mean, when you close your eyes, you really have to cut off your head. Yeah.
Yes, I can
look at
see.
It,
I can
and then put it there, and then until all the parts of the body are out there. And then what happens? Yeah, something happens within the chitta. The moment all the body parts are there, when you look at all the body parts, yeah, and there's only the chitta here, and the body parts are out there. You have to make it real, not just seeing, not just imagine, but you know, something, there's something going on in the heart, you know, when it sees all these body parts, yeah? And then there's another thing going on in the heart, when you take the first body part, it doesn't matter what, and put it back here, on the seat. So, I mean, you have to do it real, yeah? In the beginning, it's much more imagination. That is okay, yeah. Until you really see it, yeah. I mean, what I did is, you know, I cut off my hand and then looked at, and there's the bone, there's the flesh, there's the tendons, and so on and so on. And then put it there, and then put it there, and then all the parts, you know. And then I assembled it, you know, assembled it back. Sometimes, you know, I put the legs up here, you know, and the arms down there. What is the body? We want to understand what is body, because all what we see are body parts. Which part of the body is the important one? Nothing. All of the parts, you know, of the body belong together. Yeah. And how do we define a body? When is it a body? When is it not a body? Yeah. When you put the legs up there, is it still a body? Yeah, sure. But it is unfamiliar with that. Yeah. So you play with this, you know, and see what is going on in the chitta, yeah? Because sooner or later the chitta will disentangle from the body, yeah? Yeah? Mm-hmm. And that's why we do this thing, yeah? This exercise.
If by chopping the body into pieces, if that brings up memory of seeing pieces.
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, yeah, sure. Because seeing pieces is much more real than imagine you chopping it up. Yeah?
I can see many pieces.
Did some war photography? Or?
No, but I was a news cameraman for many years. So I've seen
accidents,
plane crashes, train crashes, murders.
Body parts flying all over.
A 747 plane crash and walked through the middle of it. And had the document.
Where?
Guam.
Guam.
Korean 801.
That was in Guam.
Yes.
Never heard of that. But when was that?
1994.
Ah, yeah, I got somewhere else.
So visualizing pieces.
Yes, I mean, it's the first step, yeah? Until we go, you know, I mean, once we see that the body is not self, yeah? Then we go to the next step, yeah? To cut down on greed and hate, yeah? Because even if you have a car and understand that you're not the car, you still love this car.
Yeah?
The
way you expressed that hit very deep. It made me understand. It's just pieces.
So we have to open now the hood of the car and see all these dirty engine, yeah? And then get disgusted with it, you know, and see, you know, actually we don't need a body. This body is just, you know, heavy, you know, low stuff, you know, we have to take care of it, we have to feed it. Without the body, I mean, we are free, we can go anywhere. We still have, you know, I mean, what you call the light body, you know, I mean, yeah, the deva body, you know, or the ghost body, or then the hell body, yeah. But that is very different from this body. Yeah? And we are so attached to this body. I mean, even the devas come back as human beings. Yeah? There's so, yeah, I mean, there's this attachment to this physical body, you know, that we have to cut down, and that's why we have to open it up, yeah? I mean, to see, yeah? To see the loathsome. Yeah? But first do the other thing, yeah? First get disentangled, yeah?
I have also a question.
Yeah?
So, I read in a book of Ajahn Mah Bua that he said that the body and the pain are two separate truths.
Yeah.
Separate, but I don't feel that they separate because, you know, you have pain, all the body is there. I wonder if, you know, the body affects the mind, the awareness, the mind, and the mind affects the awareness.
It is very clear. I mean, I understand what you said, yeah? I mean, it is very clear, yeah? That the Lord Buddha said, there are bodily feelings and there are mental feelings. When he talked about this, he's talking about investigation of pain, yeah? I mean, the body does not know pain. It doesn't know. I mean, the body doesn't care about pain. It is for the owner, yeah? It is for the owner when in the car, you know, the red lights are lighting up. Oh, no oil or no gasoline or you know, too high, too air temperature high. Then the driver reacts. But the car doesn't care. Yeah? So, and when you do body investigation, then you see very clearly that it has nothing to do with the pain that comes up, yeah? Or when you do investigation of pain, the pain comes up. That actually has nothing to do with the body. We think it has something to do because it seems to arise in here. That's why we investigate it very clearly as it is, until it disappears, yeah? And it goes to another location. And this location, you know, it was excruciating pain. And then it just jumps to another plane. How can that be if it is pain, if it is connected to the body? But this you have to see, you have to experience for yourself. How it jumps, yeah? And then you investigate it here. And then you investigate it, you know, wherever it jumps to, until it shows you where it is actually coming from. Everybody knows it, you know, of course it comes from the heart. But that doesn't help us, yeah? Because we feel the pain is there, yeah? Until we really investigate it down, yeah? Down to the truth and see, yeah? It is not there. It is an illusion that the pain is there. But
I
this... No, I mean, you won't get it in the first few months, you know, I mean, it is, you know, it's really, yeah, and the pain is really excruciating. It's the same thing, you know, when you go on, you know, when you go on and sit for 3 hours, and I mean, the pain becomes so, you know, you feel like you're dead, yeah? So you have to go through the stages of death, yeah? You're not dying, but you go through the stages of death, yeah? And through the pain of death. And then everything disappears, and then it comes again, and then everything disappears. It has nothing to do with the body. But this is something that we have to experience. It's not something that we can imagine, because if you imagine, the pain comes from the heart, it's still there. You really have to drill down, you know, I mean, to see, yeah, where actually is it, you know? And when the moment you're very close to it, you know, it jumps. And that is the first charge, yeah? This is completely free, but now it is excruciating, painting in here, yeah? Or then in the back, or in the head, or in the neck, or wherever it jumps to, yeah?
But this is different from endurance, right? It's not endurance.
No, it's not endurance. It's investigation. Yeah? You have to accept the pain. You actually have to love the pain. Yeah?
Why?
Because it gives you such a good and steady focus of concentration. I mean, the Buddha, or when you do the breath instantly goes, you know, but the pain doesn't. So, I mean, you have a constant point of focus, yeah? And you will see in the beginning when you start, when you embrace the pain, yeah, and you really like it, you know, it also disappears. It doesn't jump anyway, it just disappears. But if you hate it, if you want to get rid of it, it will get more and more and stronger and stronger and stronger. Yeah, dukkha. Let's put dukkha off the body and dukkha off the heart.
The second will receive.
Yeah, first.
But then the second is wanting to get rid of it.
Yeah, wanting to get rid of it or wanting, you know, yeah, to be free of it. Yeah.
Just accept it.
Yeah.
Don't
react. That is the most important thing. Accepting the pain. Yeah. Or accepting whatever you see. I mean, even if anger comes up, or even if hate comes up, or greed comes up, don't push it away. Yeah? Look at it, feel it, breathe it in, accept it. And then you can investigate. If you start to investigate with the intention of getting rid of it, never.
Is it okay to say to ourselves that this is not me? This is just a feeling.
Anicca. Yeah, I mean, you look at the pain, and the first thing is anicca. Is it anicca? Is it impermanent? Does it change? Yes, it changes, because the pain breathes just like the body breathes. Yeah, I mean, it becomes stronger, then it becomes a little bit weaker, then it becomes stronger. So we see the first thing, anicca. Yeah, anatta. Yeah, whatever I can see, whatever I can feel, cannot be the one who, yeah, the one who knows about the feeling. Yeah. This is a very important principle, especially for us as Westerners, because we attach to this. This is my feeling, this is my thought, this is my... Yeah? I mean, who knows about the memory that comes up? The memory doesn't know the memory. You can ask it, yeah? You can ask the feeling. You know you have a bad feeling? What does it answer? Nothing. Because it doesn't know. But somebody who knows that there is a feeling, and then somebody in the Achilles has kick in and say, this is a bad feeling, this is a good feeling. Huh? They always want to take hold. The Achilles want to attach to this. Yeah? And this is the attachment that leads to this. That's the second one.
Just observe, don't react.
So that would be the best thing, but it's very tough.
is it wise to do samatha, to get to samadhi first before...
It is important. It's not wise. It is a must. It's not an option. So the first thing, you know, you cannot do investigation if the mind cannot stay on one object, you know, for at least 10 minutes. Yeah? It should not be able to deviate from the object. Yeah. So, I mean, you shouldn't go out. Yeah? So the first thing you do is really samatha, samatha. And, yeah, this is samatha, comes the investigation of pain. Yeah? This is your knife sharpener.
Do you recommend a certain amount of time before, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, before we go to body contemplation?
If the mind is not getting calm, body contemplation will not help.
Okay.
You need, you know, I mean, if you have a knife that is not sharp, try to cut down a tree. I mean, you try so hard, 2 hours, 3 hours, you know, I mean, you get a little bit, you know, especially if it is hardwood, and you get nothing out, and the next day you do it again, it is covered over. So when the knife is sharp, you know, it can really cut through. Yeah, very, very, very instant. So this is what you do. Yeah, I mean, if you can do, you know, 1 hour of contemplation, yeah. I mean, about death, what you have seen in your life, I mean, you have seen so many things, yeah. And also, you know, I see it objectively. Yeah? But I would say, you know, 10 hours, 9 hours, just samatha, 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 until the mind really closed down, until there are no more thoughts, until there are no more coming. And then, you need this experience. I mean, the other thing is hard work, you know, but, you know, this is our This is our fruit, yeah? This is our fruit, you know, this is something that, you know, we actually long for, this peacefulness, this happiness, you know, this joy that arises in the heart when there are no more thoughts, yeah? It's the same thing, you know, I mean, I sometimes say, when you go, I mean, the Americans are very, yeah? I mean, I lived in America for 2 years, yeah? So when they drive out in a beautiful park, they sit in their car with the air conditioner on, with the radio on. Ah, it's so nice, yeah? Then you turn off the air conditioner, you turn off the engine, and then, yeah? And then you roll down the window, and then you hear the sound of nature. And we don't know the sound of nature, because our engine is constantly running. The mind engine is constantly running, yeah? So thoughts and memories are constantly running in protecting a world that we see. And we have to get beyond that, yeah? So this is the first thing, you know, you really have to do, yeah? And of course you can do a body contemplation for 1 hour per day, you know? Which is also good, you know, think about your life when you're born, yeah? Go back into when you were 2 years old, yeah? Yeah? When you learn to walk, yeah? I mean, you get up, you know, you fall over, you get up, you fall over, you got up, you fall over, and you hit yourself, you get bloody all over the place, yeah? And you know, 5 minutes later, you tried it again. And that is what we should do with our practice, yeah? I mean, we constantly fall over, you know, but we don't, yeah? We want to learn to walk, yeah? Yeah? And we want to learn to talk. That was most important after that. Yeah? I mean, we got so frustrated if our parents did not understand what we were saying. Mm-hmm. Huh? You remember that? Mm-hmm. Get back the memory. You can easily remember that. Yeah? These times, you know, when you were learning to walk and learning to talk, yeah, it is important for us to see how much effort we put into this body, yeah, before we can use it. 16 years of training. 16 years of training, you know, to get this body, you know, to do what we want to do with it. I mean, who is so patient, no? Of 16 years of practicing, you know, meditation before he gets any results, yeah? No? Okay.
One other question. With the object of Buddha or the breath,
yeah,
do we choose one or can we switch? But
yeah, we can switch, but not within a session. Yeah. So you say 1 hour Buddha, and then you stick with the Buddha. 1 hour breath, then you stick with the breath. For 1 hour that you said, I mean, in the beginning it is really helpful, you know, to put up a time, yeah? 1 hour, 2 hours, yeah? And then stick with one object. Yeah? No. And then don't deviate. The next time, you know, I mean, after these 2 hours, you can say, okay, walking Trungpa Buddha, yeah? So 1 hour Buddha, yeah? And then you can switch back to the breath, yeah? I mean, in the beginning it is helpful, yeah? But in the end, you know, when once the mind gets really calm, it doesn't want to switch anymore. It just uses the one that is most comfortable.